Winifred Wordley teaches at the primary school. How long have you been there?
I've been there since October 1958, which means that I have almost completed 20 service. During that time, there have been several changes. At first, there were 49 children on roll. Now there are 58. But during my service, I have seen as many as 110 children on the roll. We have a staff of three. Mr. Wallace is our headmaster, and there are two assistants.
It's rather a geriatric village, though, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But we do have several young families, and we do have a list of several young children waiting to come into the school. This, we hope in the future, will keep us going roundabout on the 60 level, which is quite a nice number to have in a village school.
It would be horrible if it closed, wouldn't it?
It certainly would, yes.
Now, actually, you join with other schools sometimes, don't you?
Yes, this is a later move that has been made by Berks County Council in order to get all village schools working with other village schools so that they can partake in activities which they wouldn't be able to do if they were left on their own. We're known as the West Berkshire Federation of Small Schools, and we are joined with Stockcross, Welcombe and Wickham, Shorecombe Donnington and Enbourne. We meet up at various times and we hold functions such as musical afternoons, games afternoons, sports afternoons. As well as this, the staff get together and discuss various things that have been going on in one another's schools.
Oh, and you sometimes have outings, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do. We sometimes have day trips. And last year and this year, some of our senior children are going on a work week to the Malvern Hills, where they all stay together in a place called Linden Manor. And they'll go out to various points of interest. And when they come back, they will use this as a topic for the rest of the term.
But actually, the building isn't the original school, is it?
No, the original school was where we now call the old schoolhouse. This was built in 1850, designed by Edward Street, the well-known architect.
Oh yes, it's actually mentioned in Pevsner's Buildings of England, which is quite a classic.
Yes, I do know, but in the book, the photograph is not of the old school, but of the present school.